Thank you so much, PBS, for making it possible for us to be broadcasted worldwide. We greatly appreciate it. Good evening to everyone listening in, or whatever time of day it is for you. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in the town of Molinos. Another Monday call. Today it is April the 29th, 2019. And let's see, wait and see what Wynn might still be in San Francisco or that area. All right, my phone dropped out. Here I'm back. So every day we do our Whole Planet Healing call, 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. WholePlanetHealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's the Ceaseless C60 Serpent from sunshiny Seattle.
All right, my brother Cecil. Welcome. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for being here.
I wasn't well this morning, but I asked for help, and now I'm well.
Awesome. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jeannie and Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi.
And for those that want to make a note of the phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call, it's only per conference call. Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Ray, and welcome.
Thank you.
The phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, welcome. Hi.
Positive greetings.
And another person joined in. Welcome. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And all those that are joining in through BBS Radio Online, good evening to you. Welcome to the call. And thank you for being here.
I've had my lemon hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So do I.
Mm-hmm.
I bought two scratch-off tickets and neither one was a winner.
I did my meditation just now.
Somebody else joined into the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi,
hello, Jennifer.
Hi,
good
Jennifer.
Evening. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening, guys.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody.
So, hi, have you got to see Wynn live?
I did not. I did not go there.
Oh, I was thinking you probably would have.
No, I considered, but I couldn't make it, no.
Darn.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Somebody else went into the call. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Chris. It's Don in Northern Ohio. Everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
All right.
Has anybody heard from Wynn? How his presentation went?
Nope.
No one's heard. You know, Don, sometimes it's like really great. He picks out a real good one. It's like, wow, you know, I heard it before, but wow, just amazing.
We did have another person join into the call. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
I find personally I have to hear all this stuff more than once to, you know, sort of absorb it anyway.
You're right. You're right. How many times has Wynn asked us a question about something just, you know, like the day before? And we all go, duh. It's like you get into a zone, and I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like you're absorbing it.
Well, I can't tell you what I had for breakfast, so that may be a problem.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi. And it gets worse as you get older. And it's probably true, because my wife is 2 years older than me, and she's got dementia. Pretty bad.
We did have another person join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Janine.
Thank you.
Coming in loud and strong there.
Good.
Hi,
hello.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Bonnie.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you back, Bonnie.
I think we've all known each other before.
Certainly. I believe so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just a knowing or a comfort level. We don't know each other. We're all from different areas and backgrounds.
Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, how are you? This is
Terry.
San Francisco.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Are you in a quiet place?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location. Of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next person, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Dr.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Dr.
Hey,
Art.
Hey.
Hi,
hello.
Dr. Art.
I hear wind in the background.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please share name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Welcome.
Hello,
hi. Hi, Jane.
Hello, everybody.
This
and
is Wynn.
Joined in. Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
Wynn.
This is Wynn in Mountain View, California.
We welcome you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have had exciting times. I can't even tell you.
Oh, good.
And Terry is doing fantastic on the road. Okay.
Is she driving?
No, she's not driving. I'll tell you, the worst part about this trip was getting here. It was really a stretch. Because, should I tell you guys why?
Yes.
Sure. Yep.
No.
No, good. Who is that? Is that Lewis?
No, I'm sitting here listening.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Wynn.
Tell us, Wynn. We want to know.
Tell the rest of us.
I had a urinary tract infection, which meant
I had to
stop every 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Dang. Or else I smell like a urinal.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Terry was next to me, and she says, I smell it. It's going on.
Oh. That's
you
change.
You have a friend like that, though.
Is that before you got, you gave your presentation? You were sick going to your, oh, man, that's miserable.
Yeah, well, we finally got here, and we got a good night's sleep. Now, Terry is hustling pendants on the street.
I hear that. Good for
somebody
her.
Wants to buy a pendant. And, okay, guys, we're selling pendants on the street of Mountain View. I'm selling it to you at wholesale, okay? Is that okay? Well, there are they where? I think they're in the back. Okay. Anyone listening on BBS, you have to come into the Winfrey Monday night conference call, which is seat of your pants.
And dropped out. Terry, can you hear me? He's telling.
Very busy doing capitalism.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they have light bills to pay, too.
Well, maybe if we put them in the light, they wouldn't be that so bad.
It couldn't hurt. We should. We need to put our lemons in the light.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You need to hang some lemons up.
Yep.
I'm looking at mountains.
Supposed to recognize that? You know, we're supposed to be using a group energy. Should we say, like, a little prayer each evening for our lemons?
Yeah, let's do the first part of the whole planet healing. Oh.
Yeah, Prudy could do it. If Wynn's not there. Prudy could do it. Because I don't think Wynn knows
do
we're doing this. Yeah, I don't think Wynn is aware of this, is he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think
so. The lemon thing.
Lemons are too sour for him.
Somebody's squeaking.
Sounds like somebody's got their phone in the
wash machine. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Janine, you got background noise. Actually, you're echoing.
Somebody have a bad mouse?
Three, two, one, 47. All right, good. Thank you.
Is it okay now?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Might have been my dog drinking some water.
All right.
It was like screechy, like scratchy. Almost. Yeah, strange.
Like somebody had a mouse right up to their phone.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a mouse.
Terry Brown, can you hear us?
Come on, get up here. Give me.
All connected. And all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online, thank you so much for being here. Another person joined in on the call. Welcome. Please say a name and location. Just a giggle is fine. Hello, Helen.
I just put ice in my mouth. I was trying not to spit it all out.
Hi, Helen.
Hey.
Hi, Helen.
How is everyone?
Good.
We are all well.
Good.
Pretty darn good.
Some of us are good, and the rest of us are well.
I wish we all lived closer.
I know.
It would be so much more fun.
You're only a phone call away.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I've got so much things that I want to share with people. I've got all kinds of books and information on just about anything you can name. I never realized that. Busy life.
Mm-hmm.
Helen is amazing.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of some books, and I can't give them up.
Really?
That's always my problem.
Yeah, I understand that. There are certain books I don't think I'll ever part with.
It's funny because I moved around so much I forgot what I had. I just unpacked them and stuck them in a bookcase, and now I thought, well, I can get rid of these. I started pulling them out, and I'm like, darn, I couldn't be looking at you for all this time.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello?
Do it. Yes.
Hi, Wynn.
Can you
hear
me? Well, yes. Hello.
I just told you, lift the glass up from the window, okay?
Didn't you just tell her that?
I didn't understand.
I told her that, but she didn't do it. She said, how do I just come back and say, how do I get into the back?
Showing her independence.
Well, there's nothing like showing independence when you're selling pendants.
Yes.
There you go. Works every time.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yes.
I like it. Rhyme.
Independent pendants.
You know what the shortest rhyme is?
What?
It's called please. And it goes, Adam, Adam.
Adam, did you guys get that?
No.
The shortest poem in the world is called Please. And it goes, Adam, Adam.
Oh, that was Eve, right?
Please. Please, as in what a dog might have on his back.
Please.
F-L-E-A-S. Please.
Adam had them.
Adam had them.
Adam.
I still don't get it.
Adam had them. Okay.
Please.
Guys who are listening on BBS, we have a special guest tonight. And he's only special because he demonstrates how to be unspecial. And we can all learn from him. And did you hang up yet? Lewis? Oh, shit. My phone disconnected. Pardon my language. Okay.
Somebody playing dice?
Terry, come back. Come on. Stop talking. If you're listening on BBS, we have these spots where nothing is being said. You're instant meditation. And hang on a moment. I think Terry's coming back.
That's some terrible screeching going on.
I just muted the line.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm ready to start, okay?
Muted.
29.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 29th, Lynn and Terry in Mountain View, California, and which is
south of San Francisco, just a little bit. And I was a speaker at the Conscious Life Expo. And...
Was it a different name?
Pardon me? No, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, New Age. The New Living Expo, thank you. Thank you. I was a speaker at the New Living Expo in not Mountain View, about 15 miles north of here, on Sunday night. And I think we did a regular, really good job. And for all that we did, we didn't get everyone's email who was there. We had people really excited. But I tried a different approach when presenting our materials, and it worked. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about how synchronicities work. I like to share this because I shared some of the synchronicities in my life many times on these calls in the past. And there was definitely certain circumstances that would lead to a more highly likelihood of synchronicities. And I could never set them up to make them happen. Like, okay, I want a synchronicity. I want this to happen. Come on, God. Come on, Elohim. Give me the synchronicity. Never happened. It would happen only when I wasn't thinking about it, and I was slightly off-centered, and I was making random choices that were hard to make. Or, you know, how can I say it? That there was no agenda behind the choices. And then the synchronicity would happen. Now, that's a very hard thing to premeditate, because you start off thinking you want a synchronicity, it's already premeditated, right? So you kind of have to be in the area where the synchronicity can happen. Then you have to forget that you want a synchronicity, or it won't happen. And at least that's my experience. And it happens when you're slightly off-center and not thinking about synchronicities. So on one hand, you have to be in an area where synchronicities can happen. And on the other hand, you have to forget that you went there to have a synchronicity, and nothing may happen, and it's okay. So we were going to the expo, and we were going to really rough it and not live in Motel 6s, except, I don't know if you guys know this, but Motel 6s have all raised their prices, and they're now on the order of $100 a night, where they used to be $50 and $60 a night. And they redid them all, but we'd find someplace cheap if we could. And somebody that our work has been influencing came up and said, well, we'll pay for a nice hotel for you, okay? And we said, okay, we deserve a nice hotel. And then that person was somebody that was going to come out here themselves. And they were staying in the same hotel. And they were coming out because he and his daughter, we're going to have sessions with Kimberly this coming week in Marin County. And so
Then what happened is we got here, and it turns out that we had made reservations for a hotel, and then they decided they wanted to stay in a very nice hotel. And they called me and said, well, we have reservations for you at the nice hotel. We have already prepaid the reservations for the cheaper hotel, which was still a nice hotel by our standards. And I was thinking I was going to tell him, no, we're going to stay in the cheaper hotel. Just cancel that reservation. We could not cancel our reservation for the cheaper one. And they said, no, come stay at the same hotel as us, and it'll be nice for all together. And we want to celebrate and have you all in the same space. And I had to think, do I really want to go to this nice hotel? And why do I want to go there, God? Because, quite frankly, I don't care about those things. I like a place to be clean, functional, but I don't care about bells and whistles. In fact, sometimes it might irritate me because I'm not a person that, how do I say it, that holds opulence at a high esteem. And this was a very opulent-looking hotel. And so I'm sitting and I'm talking to Terry. By the way, this hotel also happened to be the hotel of choice where the person who was putting on the expo, his name is Kenny, was using for all their speakers. And they had a discounted rate. Even that was expensive, but they were using it for all their speakers to stay in, okay? So, but they weren't paying for the speakers. They just gave them a discounted rate. So I said, Terry, we should stay at that hotel, even though it costs more, because there's an increased chance of synchronicities. And so, and also the guy was so anxious, and he was being so wonderful to help back our trip financially that I didn't want to disappoint him. And go somewhere else. And when he really wanted to spend time with us. And I was worried that I was going to be spending time with him. But I'm not very good. If spirit isn't present, I get very irritable. And it's not worth being around me because it just isn't. So I'm not good at politeness in a normal sense. I mean, I can feign it, but as soon as I feel trapped, which I do, it's like my song Travel with the Speed of Love, I could feel trapped, and I've been that way all my life, trying to not feel trapped, or to be moving quicker than feeling trapped. And so, but I said, okay, Terry can have dinner with him, because she likes doing all that stuff. And I could stay in the room, and we went to the nicer hotel. Now, up till today, no, actually it started, I was a speaker, and they were going to have my book at what they called their bookstore, which was really just part of the expo, and it was a bunch of tables with books on them. And they were going to sell The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And when we got there, which was on Sunday, and we should have been there Friday to put the books out on Friday. We got there on Sunday, and first thing in the morning, after our night in the hotel, I went there, and there was a table with nothing on it. And I sat there, put some books out, and immediately they started selling. And David was a speaker there. And up till now, if David is somewhere, I usually don't go. I couldn't imagine talking to him. We had such divisiveness between us. But I said, okay, I'm going to put it up. If we just ignore each other, Seth will just do that. I'm not going to worry about it otherwise. And I end up right at the doorway where everyone is walking into the expo, sitting in this table. And immediately I start selling books, start talking about it, right? And then I couldn't stay there the whole time for Sunday. I'm speaking Sunday night. I had to pick up Terry to come there. And so we still left the books on the table, and they still sold. Not quite as fast as when I was there, but they were selling. And then we came back around 5 o'clock, 4:30, and there was a big line out the door of the bookstore. And what was happening is David had just finished his talk, and people were lined up to buy his book. And then I was thinking, David is not going to be glad to see me. He's going to be competitive. He's going to be thinking that they're going to buy my book and not his book, and blah, 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 blah. I said, well, I'll just deal with it all. Whatever happens, I'll deal with it. Finally, I walk in, and there's David. And he stops everything. And he warmly says, starts talking to me. He's got this line of people, and he's not stopping to deal with the people that are either buying a book. And he was warmly greeting me, which was a huge step forward in our connection. And then he greeted Terry. Terry was with me. And we shook hands, and it was genuine. And so perhaps, you know, there's a future for us, at least in being, how would I say it, having some kind of affinity. And also, by the way, while I was sitting there, and while I ended up at this one table, right as people were walking by, the table directly across from me, I had to look at it, was Kimberly Meredith's table, right? And so we had to, like, stare at each other for the event. Which was fine. We love each other. We do good. And we have scheduled a healing for Terry coming this Wednesday, I believe. Correct, Terry? It's Wednesday. So now all that is finished. David and I had a connection. I ended up being at the very same table, which was the table where he was going to be signing books. And we related to each other. So now we go back to our deluxe hotel. We go to sleep. And everyone's inviting me to come and have breakfast at the hotel. And they have a beautiful breakfast buffet. And I said, Terry, why don't you go down? I don't know if I'm going to show up. And I was afraid I was going to feel trapped. But after she went down, I got this urging to show up, and I did show up. And we were sitting at this table that was kind of far away from the buffet. And then our friend came, who was our patron for this trip, and he said, we should sit closer to the buffet. where Terry has been somewhat having some physical body pains this past couple of days. It's hard for her to walk. So we all moved up to the other table. We sit down, and no sooner do we sit down than Kimberly walks right past us with a friend of hers who happens to be the producer of the Conscious Life Expo in L.A., where I had given a talk about 6 weeks ago. And I mean, literally, she didn't see me. I don't think she saw me. She sat down at the table with Robert, and then we said hello. And I was sitting with the person who was going to be having a healing with her on Tuesday, and there he is at the table right there next to our table. We said hello. And then we're sitting there, and a moment later, the producer of the San Francisco Expo, not the L.A. Expo, but the one we just participated in, that guy came in and was going to the buffet to get his dinner. And I really like this guy. I've known of him. I've said hello to him for years. He's really good-natured, really upbeat energy. And in fact, it was me who introduced Kimberly to him. I said, you got to put this woman on. And he did it. He got to know her. And she's become, in her second year there, like a headliner, featured headliner. And he was amazed because I spent effort to get Kimberly into his expo, but I wasn't her manager. I didn't make money. I took the time to do it because I believe she was important to get out there. And I don't think he ever experiences that from people. It's an unusual thing for somebody to do something without getting paid for it. So in any case, his name is Kenny, and he's coming, and he's warmly talking to me, and then he introduces me to his wife. And so I'm meeting all of these two major people in Los Angeles and San Francisco in the space of 5 minutes by being at breakfast at this table. And it definitely had feeling of synchronicity. Of course, with synchronicity, you get opportunities. Then you have to make the opportunity work. Usually, I mean, in my experience, you get into an affiliation with these people, and they're all thinking I'm somebody special, and that I'm a friend of Kimberly's, and Kimberly speaks highly of me. And so they're trying to figure out, you know, unconsciously, there's the question of curiosity. Well, what does Winfrey do? And it's hard, as you guys know, it's hard to say what I do in a quick answer to the question, you know. Oh, he channels the Elohim. Oh, that's not what I do. I mean, it is what I do. It's one of the things we do. But it's one thing I realized is that how I promote myself has to have the same energy, the beginning of the energy, as to what I actually do when I do what I do. And that's a hard one, because when you promote yourself, you can't build. You have to just say, the thing about promotion is making someone curious enough to reach back. You can't really tell somebody what you do in a one-page advertisement or a one-paragraph advertisement.
But what can you do that makes them curious? That you can do in a very short moment. And when you can find the thing that makes people curious, and you can repeat that over and over again, you can become successful if you're selling something. Or you can become well-known if you're, you know, promoting something. But you have to make people curious. And it's not easy to figure out what makes people curious, right? Sometimes the most off-the-wall things make them reach back. I mean, in David Wilcox's circumstance, it was very easy. Just saying he's the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, it makes everyone who's ever been influenced or heard about Casey curious. And then they want to hear what he has to say this lifetime. In my case, it's not so easy. Now, I could come out and promote myself as the reincarnation of somebody famous. Could. But I don't want to do that. At least up to this point, I haven't wanted to do it. You know, if you do that, you risk, just as David had this issue, you risk having all kinds of people, how would I say it, say you're making it up, you're doing it, you're self-aggrandizing. And, you know, I decided at one point I wanted what my work to stand on its own and not because I'm with somebody famous in a past lifetime. And thus far, I mean, I will talk about it when I develop credibility with you guys, which I have. But I don't usually talk about it. And, you know, David doesn't talk, never. The marriage between David and ourselves had this potential for me to talk about that aspect of him. Is this 66000, Terry? Yeah. You know, where I would promote it, and he didn't have to do it. And, but it never came out that way. When the book came out, he just went cold turkey on it, didn't want to say anything about it. And I understood it. So it was the way it was. That's one of the things I've learned. Things are the way they are, and you can't, you give things your best shot, but you never know how something is going to work until it works. And in any case, now I'm meeting these two big promoters. And then later, I had to go to my car and get something. We were leaving, and Terry was waiting for me. And when I went to my car, here is one of the promoters, the guy from L.A., going into his car, which happened to be parked next to me. And then I knew it was synchronicity. And if you notice, one of the things about this was the manner in which I was making these random decisions. Like we sat down for breakfast, and then we moved, and we moved near the salad bar. And suddenly Kimberly comes in, and she sits down at the table right next door to us. Terry, where's your phone? Where's your phone? Okay, we're still connected. I wanted to make sure we're still connected. Is your phone pretty charged? Okay, good, that's all. Because I don't want it to drop the call and I won't know it.
So, again, it's a matter of seeing what happens next. We'll find it. Don't worry about it. Just going to see if we can reliably on. And my phone is charging. Here it is. And we do have plenty of charge, so we're okay. Okay? Good. Thank you. So, who knows what will happen? But I now have the ear of these two promoters who do these two big shows, and they feel a connection with me. So that's like a germination point. It's like anything could happen from that. And they still don't, neither one of them knows exactly what I do. Because it's so hard to frame it in just a moment. But we will see what happens. So, just for your understanding, Terry and I are sitting in front of the East-West Metaphysical Store in Mountain View. And I had done one of my early talks here on the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And we came to show them our products, to have them put it into the store. It's a really good store. And I thought it would be good for us to come in person. And I called them up. And by the time when we got here, the woman who does the looking at these products wasn't there, even though they told me she was going to be there till 5. But I was getting the car, and Terry was sitting outside at this little outside tables for some of the restaurants that are here. And it's on the street. And then I drive up. I'm supposed to pick her up. She says, "No, no, you got to talk to this guy or this woman. She has a store in Montana." And so then she says, "Well, I don't really have a store, but the guy that owns the store, it's called Alchemy something, is giving a talk at East West." That's the name of the store that we're parked in front of. And he has a store. And so he was doing a counseling with somebody. And finally, he rushes outside where I'm sitting. And she told me, "You got to talk to this guy. You got to talk to him." It turns out he was already a fan of Wilcox, read my book, and he believed Cayce was Wilcox. But, of course, the people that have done all that have no idea what else has happened to me, about the Elohim and about Terry and about St. Catherine and blah, 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 blah. And so we were talking to him for about as long as we could. And we had to come onto this call. And that's where this call started. We had just left East West Books. And I did have something scheduled here. I have an old friend of mine who has peripherally paid attention. Lewis, are you there? And I had conferenced him in at the beginning of the call, because we were going to do something with him. And then my phone went dead, and we lost him. And I'm on Terry's phone right now.
Lewis needs to dial *6 to get unmuted.
You know, I gave him the conference. I called the conference number, you know. I gave him the moderator pin.
I don't think that he came in as a moderator.
Do you see him there?
No, because I heard him earlier, but I did not see a moderator entry.
Well, earlier when he was on because I was doing a conference call with him. He didn't call in at all. Okay?
Okay. Anyway, he's not in as a moderator currently.
Yeah. So I mean, I can tell you his number. I'll give you the last 4 digits of his number. His number is 1892.
Not in here.
or a 310 area code. But I don't think he's here because I sent him the phone number with a moderator code, and he probably just gave up. And you know, he was on, and we were patched in together. And my phone ran, my battery ran out of juice.
Did you say 301 area code?
310.
310. Okay. 301.
And I wanted to say also that while we've been doing all this, Heise and Prudy have been rising to the occasion and making sure we didn't lose a heartbeat with all of our calls and with Whole Planet Healing. There was no way I could keep up with it while we were on the road doing this stuff. And so I just want to thank them both. And I was scared to do something like this because I said, if I do this, I think we'll lose the momentum on our other calls. And, you know, I've been caught in somewhat of a quandary because I know we have to expand our work tremendously. And I know that I'm the person that can do it, that has to do it, that I have the abilities, the communicative abilities, and the visionary abilities to make something happen. But in order to make something happen, I have to look away from the maintenance of what we already have happening. And that I kept being afraid if I did that, it would fall apart. And, you know, both things are important because what we have established is a ground for all of this work. When I go out in the world and talk about it, it's like bringing new people, but there needs to be a ground to bring them back into. Otherwise, I'm just an entertainer, a new age entertainer. And it's the opportunity that people get to ground everything that makes it all complete circuit, that allows people to change their lives. What are we doing? It's like, you know, from my perspective of what are we doing, and I'm constantly, it's a learning process. So it's not like you can rest on your laurels, but what we're doing is we are creating a place for wanderers and starseeds to discover who they are and connect with the spiritual family. And that's how it looks like to me. So I'm like the guy that's got to go out and say, come on, where are you, wanderers? Here we are. And bring them into the fold. But they don't even know they're wanderers. So I have to be able to talk to everybody. And of course, anybody can make the reach and be part of what we're doing. You don't have to be a wanderer or a starseed. But the wanderers and starseeds have the most urgency and affinity because so often they are stuck and they can't figure it out. And I was stuck, and many of you were stuck. And they couldn't figure out what they were supposed to do and where they're supposed to be in this realm. Okay? So, on that note, we're just kind of pulling this call out of a hat. And we're supposed to do a call with Lewis. Maybe we'll do his question on Wednesday because he needed help with something. I said, come on to the call and we'll help you. In the meantime, I want to send light to the people that are going to be seeing Kimberly this week. And that would be to Anna in Berkeley, to Carolyn Sabin in Chico, to Paul and his daughter from Sedona and Cape Cod, respectively. And, you know, I know I'm going to learn something about this trip with Kimberly. And I'm really trying to petition Kimberly. You know, Kimberly likes me, and I have ideas of experimenting, doing some experiments with her. Because what she does now is very difficult, because she goes out and stimulates this idea that people can get healed with her. And then, of course, many of them do. And the more bigger she gets, the more people that are going to need to get healed. And she burns herself out, or she operates at both ends of the fuse. She knows she's healing people. And I have the idea that she could go have a group. This has to be tested. At one point, if she lets it happen, I'd like to test it with some of you guys as an experiment. Because if you guys remember Uri Geller, who was became very famous, you know, some 40 or 50 years ago, and he was a friend of Carla Ruckert's, and he did have genuine, I guess they call it psionic ability, the ability to somehow or another change the structure of things with his consciousness. And I don't know if he was working with a group soul energy that was streaming down, but I do know he used to go on television. He told people to put their broken watches on the TV, and then the watches would fix themselves, repair themselves. And I have the idea that maybe that would work with Kimberly. What if Kimberly was on a video screen and put her hands up, and have people lay their hands on top of her hands, and her sources could work through that without her having to consciously do stuff. Just let it happen and be the vehicle for that. And one day we're going to do an experiment. And when I do it, I'm going to work with our group, because we'll see how it works and we'll see what happens. And that will be quite amazing if we can make something like that work. And you know what? It is now, what time? 6:58. We got to say goodbye to our BBS listeners. Everyone on the call, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 501. No. What is the PIN, Terry? 250-550-513, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. 250-513-pound.
And hi, so I want to thank you again for keeping everything rolling while I have been rolling around in San Francisco area. You're not so far from San Francisco.
No, I consider that it's like 3.5 hours. So, but I think special. Yes, late Sunday would be tough for me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's unmute everybody. Say goodbye, and we'll see
all
you
right.
On Planet Healing.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you. Thank you from Perth, Western Australia.
Oh, hey, Nick. Okay.
Hey, Lynn.
Good to hear from you. We'll see you in a moment if you're coming, following us through on the whole planet. Okay.
No, right, thank
Nick,
you, Lynn. Thank you, Terry. Yes?
Nick, I don't know how big a phone bill you're getting, okay? But I wanted to suggest, check out Skype, because for $3 a month, you can call unlimited calls to North America, okay? And
yes,
check it out.
No worries. All right, thank you, Wynn. Thank you.
Okay, bye.